up a sports oval, a stolen ute moments before it was used to ram police. Townsville officers targeted for the second time in less than 12 hours. Police searching the Ross River for a dumped RAV4 used to smash into a police vehicle around 3 o'clock this morning. Overnight, up to 4 stolen cars were set alight. Residents harassed with flying bricks, chased with golf clubs. They armed themselves out of desperation.
People living in absolute fear. It is chaos like we've never seen before.
Precisely. This is just the last 48 hours or so in Townsville. You heard there from the opposition leader, David Crisafulli, who was actually born and bred down there in Townsville. Chaos like we've never seen before. Anything being done about it? Crickets. Just bloody crickets. And you might have heard the other day the discussions we've been having about fundamentally the predators and their prey. We have got to put distance between the predators and their prey, namely us, and the police force included. This business about, oh, look, we'll give them another chance and another chance and another chance, and they're out of the children's court and straight around the corner into another another attack on an elderly victim, stolen, just goes on and on. And then the repeat process again and again and again, recirculating them into this tidal wave of juvenile crime. There's got to be distance put between these creatures and us, their victims. This business about, oh, more cuddles and more understanding, and let's elevate the age of reason so the police can't intervene until they're above 14 or whatever. It's just, we're dealing with ratbags that haven't got a clue what they're talking about. Why? Because they're 2,000 kilometres away, relatively speaking, safer in Brisbane than they are in Townsville and Cairns. Now, you've heard what's happened the last few days up there in Mareeba. What a nightmare that's become, with calls for police be dragged into their vehicles and bashed. It's just outrageous. So I've just put a call through to Lockie Bensider. We've hooked up with him this morning anyway. He's the councillor up there at the Mareeba Shire Council. Lockie, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, John.
I know you've been to hell and back the last few days with that outrageous behaviour up there, but you probably have picked up on this business out of Townsville. It is just completely out of control with these kids, absolutely fearless now. They're chasing the police instead of the other way around. I mean, where are we going with this? And is there any effective response from our government in Brisbane?
Well, if you listen to that clip, you would swear you're watching a news outlet from, you know, South Africa or
yes,
a different part of the world where crime is almost accepted, and that's what you get when you go to there. Well, you have to sort of wonder. I'm in Brisbane as we speak. I'm at the airport, and I wish I had a bit more time because I would have made the trip over to Parliament House and knocked on the door. But look, it's come to this, John. If the powers to be and those in power are having trouble understanding those like the Keith Hamburgers of the world or the protesters, you know, that marched in towns, or just the everyday person, if they're having trouble understanding the language and their lack of empathy because of the terms we are using, the layman person, it's basically everybody on the street has been affected one way or the other. If they're having trouble with that, I think there's a different way to approach this. Now, prior to us starting our truck store off in Reeve, I spent quite a bit of time in the mining industry, and we do what most mines around the world do. We do risk assessments. And I sort of thought of this morning after hearing it this morning on the program, and I thought, how do we approach this that we may be able to get into the minds of the powers to be and those that are responsible for making these decisions? And we've got to use some terminology that they may be familiar with, and that's a risk assessment. Now, if you did a risk assessment on you driving to work yourself or myself going into Mareeba in my truck or anyone really walking the street, probably 5 or 10 years ago, the risk would be quite low.
Mm.
Now that risk has changed, it's been elevated. And when you have a risk that's elevated, it moves up the matrix, as you speak, and becomes unacceptable or it becomes dangerous or the most catastrophic outcome is death. Now, we need to look at this from this side of it. You driving to work now, me doing my business in my school, or the person walking the street, the risk has been elevated to the next level. And the outcome now, as we've seen, is at the highest point where there has been death to one another in their cars when they've been stealing these vehicles, and there has been death amongst themselves, but also death to the public. So that means that the risk is now totally unacceptable. And if you go back to the mining industry or the general day-to-day, if you do a risk assessment and the outcome is catastrophic, where the likelihood is death, you don't do the job. So that, this is what we need to do. Our police going to work every day, their risk assessment of that must be through the roof. So we need to be able to get through all the BS that they are doling out and give them it in their own language. Give it to them in the cold-hearted truth. And we possibly just say, well, let's do a risk assessment on anyone going to work or anyone going to the shops.
Yes.
Or anyone in Mareeba wanting to go into town. At the moment, there's a point in Mareeba where it's quite fearful for not just the elderly, but for those that are doing everyday business, because these juveniles are beyond controllable.
Yes.
They are beyond any type of reasonable person. They cannot think straight. They're not doing normal things. So what's happened now is we have people in Mareeba who are quite scared to go to our local supermarkets. There was an episode this week where they were throwing rocks at all the cars, smashing windows, and there was some elderly people sitting in their vehicles while their windows were getting smashed.
Oh,
they were allegedly injured. So this is becoming almost like a script out of an episode on a South African movie, or, you know,
yeah.
I read a lot of fictional books, and this is what it's all about, and this is quite scary. This is our hometown. This is where we live.
Mm.
This is our Australia that is now slowly changing, and it's due to the fact that the powers to be have no gumption and no ability to stand their ground and actually do the right thing for the majority of the people.
You've really got us all thinking on this matter. Where we go, obviously, we have to decide in the next few months not to take a backward step as we head into this October election. We must take no prisoners. Imagine we get another lightweight government over the line. Now, it's not 3 years, and we're going to have to spend four bloody years of misery trying to get some justice, trying to get the wisdom of the Keith Hamburgers and the Martin Bellas taken on board by a government that says, yes, we'll put space between the victims of North Queensland and the predators. And as Keith Hamburger said, that Katter Party option is the immediate answer to giving us a break from this appalling behaviour that's just becoming de rigueur. It's every day now. And no one has got any answers in the positions of authority in this state. They're doing absolutely nothing. Anyway, that's the challenge for us through until October, to get commitments that our political representatives can't turn their back on and give us a fair go. You've spoken powerfully
today.
That's
a really good point. Mm. And even if it's not the Keith Hamburgers of the world, it was your local councils. I mean, I'll say it because I was a part of the council that did do it. We actually raised a policy at the local government authority, Association of Queensland Politics, last year that was voted almost unanimously by the 77 councils of Queensland, that we use the state-owned properties as a place where these kids can be re-educated, they can be looked after properly because their parents are failing them. So almost we have a responsibility as a state that we need to look after our kids. I mean, these are our future workers. These are our future firefighters. These are our future farm workers. These are our future whatever it is. And if this is the legacy that we're going to leave for our kids, then I think we've failed miserably. So we have provided solutions, and it won't fix every kid. We recognise that. But if you can change two or three out of a group of five, I think you've won the battle. And that's the option that we put forward. We need to remove them out of the environment which they're currently in,
yes,
which is doing damage to themselves, damage to us, and then most importantly, it's damaging their future in their future kids that they will possibly have, because the cycle is not broken. So
yes,
it's no different to what you would do in any other situation. If something isn't working, you stop doing what you're doing. You take on board what other people are suggesting. And the suggestions that we put forward, we are not highly educated academics that have been to the highest universities in the world. We are just everyday people that live in our community. We recognise that there is a possible solution that we could do, and the government simply has not even bothered to talk to us to even look at it as a possibility. It will not cost a lot of money. The property is already owned. We can get this program underway in a matter of months, not years. You can imagine how long it's going to take us to build another detention centre. Well, that's too late. We can't wait that long. Here is a solution. Take it on board. Yeah. If you don't, there's a really good chance you're not going to be there at the next election.
Precisely. God, you've spoken so powerfully, Lockie. Can't thank you enough. Thank you again, Councillor Lockie Benstead at Mareeba Shire Council.